live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Taoiseach says the government has given local authorities plenty of money to make sure council homes are kept in use. It comes as figures reveal there are 155 vacant social homes in Donegal. The government remains committed to improving regional infrastructure in the Northwest, according to the Minister for Social Protection. The Regional Executive Officer for the HSC West and Northwest has been criticised for failing to uphold a promise to meet with elected representatives before a final decision on the surgical hub for the region. And it's emerged seven calves were killed in a crash in Burnfoot earlier this week. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher at about 5:15, followed by Nuked with Colm Fersher. First news this evening. The Taoiseach says the government has given local authorities plenty of money to make sure council homes are kept in use. It's after figures released to Sinn Féin show nearly 3,000 council homes are boarded up across the country, 155 of them in Donegal. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says there should be no reason for this.
4 years ago, we gave huge funding to local authorities to get rid of voids once and for all. Local councils are leaving houses empty for too long. They should facilitate. If someone leaves a tenancy, I do not understand why they have to wait for months. Someone should be in. If it's good enough for someone to live in a month ago, it's certainly okay for people to live in a month or 6 weeks later.
Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty, meanwhile, says he's sick and tired of the blame game, especially when the country is facing a housing crisis. He says while the matter is compounded in Donegal by the defective block crisis, it can't be labelled as a county problem.
And government would like to say, well, it's the local authority's problem. The issue is here, this isn't a Donegal issue, this is an issue right across the state. As I said, 2,600 council houses lying empty in the middle of a housing crisis. When we think of the 14,000 people that are in emergency accommodation, those children that are being brought up in hotel rooms right across our state, they make up just over 2,500 families. We have over 2,500 council houses lying empty. It's absolutely disgraceful.
A simple solution, then why is it not being done? I suppose people will be wondering, listen to this.
Well, look, we've said for many, many years that this government is out of ideas. We have made the case in relation to boarded up houses for many years in relation to the government. At different times, they come up with an initiative that releases more money to local authorities once a bit of publicity or attention is put on it, and local authorities then get some of these houses back into use. That isn't what we need. We don't need a drip-drip effect. We don't need a government that responding to the next crisis. We need a government that understands the plan, and this is all about ideology at the end of the day. And look, we're going to continue. We're going to raise it. We have a motion down in the Dáil next week in relation to this very issue. And as I said, it can't be brushed off as one bad local authority versus the other, because there is, as I said, 2,600 council houses lying vacant across the state, and 750 of them have been vacant for over a year, and that's just not acceptable in anybody's playbook.
The government remains committed to improving regional infrastructure in the Northwest. That's according to the Minister for Social Protection, Dara Cleary, who was in Donegal today. During his visit to the county, he stopped at the Department of Social Protection office in Letterkenny, which will be the base for the new auto-enrolment pension savings scheme, and he was also a guest speaker at Letterkenny Chamber's President's Lunch. Minister Cleary says efforts are continuing to make the region more accessible through infrastructure.
In my previous life, before I entered politics, I worked for the Chambers of Commerce of Ireland, so I would have had a lot of connection with Letterkenny Chamber over the years from a work point of view. So I'm really, really excited to be joining the Chamber today to acknowledge their role. I think everybody would agree Letterkenny has been transformed in that 60 years, and the Chamber over the years has played a key role in that transformation and continues to do so. As Minister said, from Enterprise and last government, I would have worked closely with the Northwest Regional Enterprise Plan, chaired by Seamus Hughes. And they gave us a really good presentation last year on infrastructure. And I have, been working with Minister Jack Chambers in recent weeks in relation to regional infrastructure. As Minister for Community and Rural Development, Agus an Gaeltacht, we have prioritised in government the A5 and through the Shared Island Initiative. And we're looking at other ways to enhance the regional economy. But you also have to say Letterkenny is in a very strong position at the moment. When you look at TCS, 1,400 people there are other very substantial companies, Irish and multinational, based in Letterkenny. Leo Employment, local employment office in Donegal, supported 170 extra jobs in 2024. But, you know, you're absolutely right. We are committed, and I'm committed, and working with colleagues in Donegal to improving regional infrastructure, to building it and making it more accessible. And we continue to work with the Chamber and all of the bodies in Donegal in doing that.
The Regional Executive Officer for the HSE West and North West has been criticised for failing to uphold a promise to meet with elected representatives before a final decision on the surgical hub for the North West would be made. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin claims following an initial meeting where he and others were informed that Sligo was being proposed as the preferred location for the facility, it was agreed that a review of that decision would be carried out and a follow-up meeting held. However, yesterday it was confirmed that the HSE has since agreed to proceed with plans for the surgical hub to be developed at Sligo University Hospital. On today's 9 till noon show, Deputy McLaughlin hit out at the recent events.
They were looking forward to tie us down to a date for a meeting in a few weeks' time, but I hadn't got those questions answered. And what they were was, has this decision gone to the HSE board? Who makes the final decision? Is the minister involved? And will he put forward the business case for Letterkenny for the surgical club at the same time? Eventually he answered, and it's quite shocking, his response, and you would have seen it there, Greg. He was going to come and meet us, and clearly he would have known when he met us, if we hadn't got this information out of him, that he'd put his recommendation to the HSE board last week, and it was agreed. So the HSE board now agreed that Sligo is the location for the surgical hub.
But were you not told on the 20th of May that he would come back to you having reviewed the process? So what's happened there? You just have been left high and dry.
Yeah, exactly, Greg. Like, and in fairness to some of the public representatives, they've said it on your show. They said it in private meetings with doctors who are 171 doctors, as you know, which is unprecedented, I would say, anywhere in the state, that level of doctors speaking out. And it was clear that he was going to review and come back. But I sent in questions just to have safety, just to have certainty about the timelines before we met him again. And do you know what was going to happen, Greg, if we hadn't got those answers yesterday? We would meet him in good faith in a week and a half. And by that stage, the HSE board would have signed off on it and the Department of Health may well have signed off on it. So it is outrageous, the bad faith that we're encountering here.
Well, the HSE says while plans for the implementation of a surgical hub in Sligo are progressed, separately the need to develop the infrastructure at Letterkenny University Hospital continues. In a statement, the HSE says the planned ambulatory centre in Letterkenny would include all the additional surgical capacity being provided by the proposed surgical hubs being created elsewhere, such as theatres and treatment rooms for day surgery treatments, as well as additional functionality and capacity to meet the needs of Donegal in the form of additional ambulatory cancer capacity and additional diagnostic facilities. It's been confirmed that the hospital is currently working with HSE Capital and Estates to develop a business case for the development in line with capital approvals protocols. The British Medical Association's former Northern Ireland chair says many doctors are opting to work in Donegal as opposed to Northern Ireland due to the workload pressures they're facing. Dr. Tom Black's comments come as new figures show there are now 45 fewer practices in the north than just over a decade ago. The Derry doctor says that's unsustainable.
And in fact, when we tried advertising and interviewing, all the candidates took jobs across the border in Buncrana and Mobile. In small towns in Donegal that GPs in Derry would not normally have gone to. And when you ask them why, they say it's twice the money for half the work. And that's the competition that we have. So we can't sustain that.
120 new Gardaí were sworn in today. 18 of them are to be based in the North West. There are now 14,318 members of the force. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris says he knows that more resources are needed.
The 24 competition didn't bring people in then until November. We have speeded the whole process up. So the 2025 competition was finished in February. The first of them will be starting on Monday. So this is about the frequency of our competitions. Once a year is not enough, but also then the speed with which we bring students into the college here.
A man remains in a critical condition in hospital after being found with serious head injuries at a house in Dungiven in the early hours of Monday morning. Police are appealing for help to determine the movements of a man in the area at the time. Tom Douglas has more.
Investigations are continuing following the discovery of a man with serious head injuries at a house in the Garva Road area in the early hours of Monday morning. Police are seeking public assistance to help determine the movements of a man in his 40s between 1:30am and 3am on Monday. He's believed to have been wearing a white t-shirt and blue jeans and was dropped off by a friend at Garva Road at 1:30am. Police say the man remains in a critical condition in hospital, and at this time it's unclear exactly where or how he sustained his injuries. They're appealing to anyone who saw a man match the above description in the Garva Road area in the early hours of Monday, or who has dashcam, CCTV or doorbell footage from the area, to contact detectives in Coleraine.
US President Donald Trump claims he will never speak to Elon Musk again. It follows their very public fight last night on social media. Ben Finnegan looks back at the events.
Last Friday, Elon Musk was presented with a symbolic key to the White House in the Oval Office by Donald Trump as he was leaving the government department he advised. Since then, the relationship has soured. It culminated in both men criticising each other on separate social media sites last night, with Trump calling Musk crazy. In response, Musk claimed Trump is named within files associated with Jeffrey Epstein. Today, Trump has started the morning with a media blitz, describing Musk as the man who has lost his mind, to ABC, and to CNN said, "I'm not even thinking about Elon. He's got a problem. The poor guy's got a problem." It's also suggested in reports the American president is to sell the Tesla gifted to him from Musk. There was supposed to be a clear-the-air phone call between the two, however, that's not expected to happen.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking a full range of Donegal jerseys and leisure wear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for the very latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with a breaking story in the world of soccer. Tottenham Hotspur have sacked head coach Ange Postecoglou despite winning the Europa League last month. The Australian ended the club's 17-year trophy drought despite Spurs finishing a dismal 17th in the Premier League with their lowest ever points tally and 22 defeats. Postecoglou departs after two seasons in charge at the North London club, and Brentford boss Thomas Frank is reportedly the early frontrunner to succeed him. The Republic of Ireland step up their preparations for the upcoming World Cup qualifying campaign this evening. The boys in green host Senegal in an international friendly at the Aviva Stadium. Manager Heimir Hallgrimsson believes their African opponents are an ideal test of areas that they'll need to improve ahead of September.
Everything happens a little bit quicker when we need to defend them, and that's a good step. And if we are ready for that, that's a good preparation for Hungary, for Portugal. So in that way, different kind of opponent. They're looking for spaces behind us. That's one of the things that we've been looking at and we need to improve.
Kickoff is at 7:45, and at the same time, Wales continue their World Cup qualifying campaign at home to Liechtenstein. Well, Scotland boss Steve Clarke has praised the commitment of his key players, who all made themselves available for friendlies at the end of a long club season. They face Iceland at Hampden tonight before another game against Liechtenstein. Clarke picked 7 uncapped players in his recent squad, but says he won't be handing out cheap caps.
I think you know me quite well by now. We don't really experiment too much. And it's important not to discard the ones that have been relatively successful over certainly my 6 years in charge, and make sure that there's always a little production line of players coming through that we can rely on in the future.
The Republic of Ireland under-21s are also in friendly action this evening. Jim Crawford's side are level at 0-0 heading into the second half of their game against Croatia in Zagreb. Ireland will play Belgium in the UEFA Women's Nations League promotion relegation playoff. Carla Ward's side will be at home in the first leg, with them ties to be played on the 24th and 28th of October. New Chelsea striker Liam Delap has been left out of the England squad, which will defend the European under-21 championship title. It looks likely he'll play at the Club World Cup instead. Moving on to boxing, Donegal's Matthew McCall lifted the Irish Elite Light Middleweight title in Belfast last night. The 26-year-old, who competes with the Illy's Golden Gloves Boxing Club, secured victory over Eugene McKeever of Holy Family Drogheda following a split 4-1 decision at the Girdwood Community Hub. It was a particularly pleasing win for the Dunlow man, as he had been beaten in 4 previous contests by McKeever. I spoke to Matthew earlier today and he said it was make or break.
It's a sweet one to get as well, like, you know, especially getting to it at the league final stage, you know, it's where make or break point, kind of, you know, and to get it over an old rival where people may have thought, off, oh, that's just going to be another loss maybe, or that, you know, and just to prove it wrong and to prove what I've been saying for years that I was capable of it, to finally come to fruition.
You can listen to that full interview over on our website at highlandradio.com, and we'll also hear from Matthew on Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon. In tennis, Carlos Alcaraz is one win away from retaining his French Open crown, the second seed lead led by 2-1 in his semi-final against Lorenzo Massetti before the Italian was forced to retire through injury. He'll face the winner of Novak Djokovic and Jannik Sinner. That semi-final is down for decision at Roland Garros later this evening. In golf, Lauren Walsh holds a 2-shot lead following her second round at the Tenerife Women's Open. The Kildare woman is 9 under par heading into the weekend. Conor Purcell is set to miss the cut at the KLM Open in the Netherlands. The Port Marnock golfer is 5 over par after a second round of 74, leaving him 2 shots outside of the projected cut mark. Shane Lowry is 4 shots off the lead on day 2 at the PGA Tour's Canadian Open. The Offaly man sits 5th on 8 under par, with Cameron Champ still leading the way in Ontario on 12 under. Rory McIlroy is 1 over ahead of his second round. He's back out just before 6. Finally, in rugby, Leo Cullen has made 3 changes to his Leinster team for tomorrow's URC semi-final against Glasgow Warriors. Dan Sheehan, Tommy O'Brien and Scott Penny all come into the side. Hugo Keenan is unavailable after picking up a calf issue in training this week, while Josh van der Fleer, Gary Ringrose and Tag Furlong had all previously been ruled out due to injury. That is all your sport for today. Back to you, Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. For weather now, heavy showers and thunderstorms this evening with a chance of hail. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lowest temperatures of 7 to 10 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The Taoiseach says the government has given local authorities plenty of money to make sure council homes are kept in use. It's after figures released to Sinn Féin show nearly 3,000 council homes are boarded up across the country, 155 of them in Donegal. The government remains committed to improving regional infrastructure in the northwest. That's according to the Minister for Social Protection, Dara Cleary, who was visiting Donegal today. The regional executive officer for the HSE West and Northwest has been criticised for failing to uphold a promise to meet with elected representatives before a final decision on the surgical hub for the Northwest would be made. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin claims following an initial meeting where he and others were informed that Sligo was being proposed as the preferred location for the facility, it was agreed that a review of that decision would be carried out and a follow-up meeting held. And the British Medical Association's former Northern Ireland chair says many doctors are opting to work in Donegal as opposed to the north due to the workload pressures they're facing. Dr. Tom Black's comments come as new figures show there are now 45 fewer practices in Northern Ireland than just over a decade ago. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Good evening.
Jamer Atash of Colm Ferriter and Shaolin the Prieves Guilty. Neri Tur Donchas Ur Don Giliga Mar Our Coraclam Scholars Nashe Honde Machartur Malti and Achvratniha Coraclam Scholar Ivaim Gohefakta Major La Ratchus Conra Nigiliga Targadan Ratchus Godlu Erhala Turishka Kurle Nebratanya a falsiu and charton shaf fosta in a leritar trochti changa anna jarafa don gelige eg level bonskola august man skola tamalti son ah vratnu a one in la harnel a jehish rehtan is special to august gil skoliot e go hicks and tom a jehish ferbert aquini august ashina contaku la corivaim and coraclam august solahar munchuri la sign skillina Condolingalek, Lishan Tomajahis, Snishe, Hondi. Dalshi, Corlia Nabratanya, Turiskal, Trokti Changa, Mara Luatar Hanafin, in a Carter Shias, Erfwasagusim at Nuaches, Sigilig, San Arniel Ejahis, Major Lachagusk, August Folum, Nachanga, Trasna and Horus Ejahis, Snishe, Hondi. Kaluri Tur Fela Colum Killa and Jerushatan Yasha, he is Siglian. Le hemakti kolterha agus krejeve, partihe erklar, chemsihe nefele. Amara jasahernberg, kardlana alinje, agus kjol, lekter eirekt kolumkele, agus kjolkurum, fogerhe don trunone, le hemakti eglanenchurai, guji trunone jaloon, nura horhe stari, Christi megilla aspug, lekt erheologus seher kolumkele. Tachonald gil. Tukta fihafias sukuig of raktal, eg conru nigiliga eranchlahan lia amliana, ejur a neo la jig, agus a darna laas fiht and visha. Tá chuid mhór imeachtaí beartaithe a don tionnal in a measc ceard lena diasporachtaí seisiúntaí taobh le ceol dousa agus chaltar agus do gaholas ag chanrúna Gaeilge cnadg.ie. Sin mo thuid se Eli Go Léir slán agus banner.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, June the 6th. The death has taken place of Johanna Joan McDermott, Cullen Inn, Redcastle. Johanna's remains will repose at her home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon for 3 o'clock funeral mass in St. Columba's Church Drung, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on stclumbasdrung.net. Family time from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. The death has occurred of Bridget Hegarty, Claughfin, Ballandreet, County Donegal. Bridget will be reposing at her late residence tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock and on Sunday from 12 noon until 10 o'clock. Funeral cortege will be leaving her late residence, Claughfin, Ballandreet, on Monday morning at 11:20, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, for 12 noon requiem mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed on clonleyparish.com. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Brian Barrett, Ballyharry, Leckamy. Brian's remains will repose at Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carndonagh, this evening from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock and tomorrow from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, followed by removal to St Mary's Church, Boken, to repose overnight. Funeral mass will take place on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral mass can be viewed live on culdaffparish.com. Donations in lieu if desired to Carndonagh Respite Centre, care of Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Pedro Serinha, 40, Lochfern Heights, Milford, reposing at his home. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Family time from 10 o'clock until 10 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Margaret Rankin Russell, Pearl, née Alexander, 31A, Creever Road, Londonderry, and formerly of Monray, Carrigans. Her remains are reposing at her son Richard and daughter-in-law Margaret's home at 31A, Creever Road, until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 11 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Removal from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Crossroads Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Crossroads Presbyterian Church, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Irene Robb, née Snodgrass, 41, Lawson Park, Ballymagory, and formerly of Cavanaleigh, Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow afternoon at 1:20 for service of Thanksgiving in Lickpatrick Parish Church, Ballymagory, at 2 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Julie McCormick Deveny, 6, Manor Court Convoy, formerly of Kilrean Glentys. Julie is being waked at her mother's residence, Kilrean Glentys. House private for family and close friends at the request of the deceased. The funeral will take place tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Connell's Church, Glentys, with interment afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of James McGuinness, funeral directors. And the death has taken place of Nancy Russell, née Black, Rough Park, Letterkenny, reposing at her home. Requiem mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Gortley, Letterkenny. Burial afterwards in Comwell Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube channel. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.